This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, 5 days from the day of reckoning. NFC Championship game at Lincoln Financial Field, and it will be the Niners versus the Eagles, Bosa versus Johnson, Purdy versus Hurts. I can't wait. Rhea, are you excited?
Very excited.
Are you kidding me? It's so
3 p.m.
We actually have tickets to a big game that we're going to give away today.
Wow, this big game.
Ava Graham came up with it because in a moment you're going to hear foolish remarks made by one of the dumbbells in American media, Chris Sims.
Oh, yeah. He's still talking.
And we are picking the top five Chris's that you mentioned today that are better than Chris Sims.
Anyone?
Past or present, if they're named Chris, they have to be named Chris or Christopher or Christina or Christian. Any derivative of Chris puts you in the game. And they have to be somehow better than Chris Sims. Now, Al, you were not here, so I got to tell you. Al, you know what's going on here? You have seen this phenomenon many times.
It's the
us against them mentality.
Okay, yeah.
The Eagles now are in the midst of creating false enemies just in an effort to further motivate themselves and put themselves in the underdog category.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're doing right now. In fact, we will have a man on at 8 o'clock, Brandon Graham, who is doing this strongly.
Yes, he
is. And did it at a show last night. And in a moment, I will tell you that he attacked me.
Yes, and
my feelings were hurt this time.
He's the best.
Because I can't believe he would depict me in that manner where we talk every week and we're very cordial.
Us against the world, buddy.
Little did I know that he was harboring some doubts about me and not saying it.
Yeah.
I will grill him on this today.
He's just too nice.
Isn't it weird, Rhea, that people rip me and then they're on the show like the next day? This has happened twice now.
That's when Nick, you know you're retiring.
Anyway, Nick has figured you out.
You know, that may be how you know. Anyway, Ross Tucker's out at 7. Brandon Graham's out at 8. Tiki Barber's out at 9. You know why, Al? Because he was saying last week that he thought Jones was in a better position to put on a big game than Kerr Hurts. That didn't work out correctly. So today we will try to get Tiki Barber to munch on some crow. But let me start. So you got the Chris's. That's how you can win tickets today. Top five get you tickets. We pull them out of a hat. The number one name that comes out, you don't have to at 10 o'clock try to get them on Ticketmaster. You're winning them. They're WIP tickets.
Beautiful.
They're excellent. All right. Now, let me start this because, Rhea, you have heard many of my conversations. You've heard all of my conversations with Brandon Graham.
Yes.
Did you think that he saw me as old man?
Yes.
Did you think he saw me as grumpy?
Yes.
Well, he confirmed it on his show last night.
First thing in the morning, you know, you got some grumpy old men out there. And that's what they want to do. They want to release everything that they can and point out all the negatives of the game. But I'm happy Coach stood up for him.
So, Jonesy, right, he was talking about my criticism of Gannon,
which
was fueled by the views of the fans in this city.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was speaking for them. So when they are dissing me, ladies and gentlemen, they are dissing you.
Oh, correct. You are not
well
going there.
Oh, I am totally
well
going
played
there. But, Rhea, however, I am happy to be at the service of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Absolutely.
If I am part of this plan they have to develop enemies that don't exist. I love that team. This is my favorite Eagles team of all time. And they had one that won a Super Bowl 5 years ago. I like this one more. All right? So anyway, so now Graham is there, and you got to know he's with a nudge. With Eskin.
Oh, there you go. No.
And Eskin still hates me for whatever reason.
Yes, he
I guess
does.
It's jealousy. Whatever it is. Yeah. All right? But he's there, and then he kind of, Brandon Graham, here's the thing. He gets trapped. He's so determined to create enemies that the Eagles can get motivated to.
That's what they
listen
do.
Listen to how this play with Eskin.
I just feel like, you know, people going to be disrespectful this week, and I just can't wait to go to get to work.
Who's going to be disrespectful?
Media. People talk, you know, on what we ain't going to do, what the 49ers going to do. You know, I know we probably going to be the underdogs in this game going into
this
game.
You're the favorite.
Well, I don't think about that. I'm looking at the power rankings. We was number 5. And that stuck in my head, so I'm just more about we play better when we underdogs anyway.
Well, that was it. At the end, he kind of revealed what they were doing, right, Jonesy?
Yeah, 100%.
He's saying, we need to be underdogs. We'll make ourselves underdogs.
They are at the best, when they have an enemy to pursue, and that's in this case, he's going to try to make it about the media. The problem in this town right now is everyone believes the Eagles are going to beat San Francisco. It's an extremely confident area right now.
Later in this hour, Brandon's not going to want to listen because I am going to reveal, well, I'll tell you now, the Eagles are the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they are.
It's tight, but they are currently favored to win the Super Bowl. They don't want to hear that. So I'm here to help.
Yeah.
You understand? Rhea, when I'm driving in the morning, you know what I'm saying to myself?
How can I help my community?
Exactly. How did you know that?
You know?
You worked with me a long time.
Exactly.
What can I do as a service to my community this morning? So I am offering this as a service with the help of none other than Chris Sims. Chris Sims is the bonehead of bonehead.
Mm-hmm.
He works at NBC, Al, for one reason only. Because his father has worked there for many years. And unlike Chris, his father is intelligent and was a talented football player.
Yes.
Chris has none of those qualities.
Right.
He's a loser. So he's on a podcast. So do we even know? I never found out who this guy is that's with him. But he's on some podcast, Al, they're having a conversation. And Chris Sims wants everybody to know that even now, after what happened on Saturday night, Al, he's holding firm on his support for Daniel Jones.
If you were to switch the quarterbacks, would the result be different? If he was playing for the Eagles, and if Jalen Hurts was playing for the Giants, how much do the Eagles win by?
I don't think it's a whole lot different, because Daniel Jones is going to be able to do the same thing. I mean, he can do some of the things that Jalen Hurts, maybe not as good a runner, but we know he's really close. It's not like, oh, whoa, way better. Again, if you're going to ask me who I'd rather have as a passer, I'd rather have Daniel Jones.
Oh, this guy is embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
This guy's got to stop.
He doubled down.
Mm-hmm. He needs to quit.
He doubled down on stupid.
He needs to take a week off
and then quit. He took stupid and then went, take a week off and quit.
That's what I did with golf.
I know it. But anyway, I want to illustrate this, and I'm glad these people at WIP behind the scenes found this tape. Because this tape goes back to Chris Sims' playing days. And he was known then as dope, all right?
Mm-hmm, he was.
And he was working with the quarterback groomer himself, John Gruden, at Tampa Bay.
Yep.
And Gruden was trying to get him to learn the playbook. And he wanted Sims to run a play during practice. And none of this is doctored, ladies and gentlemen. This will illustrate the deep intellect of Chris Sims.
Let's go scatter to west, right, tight. F left. 372 Y stick Z spot.
Here we go. Scatter to west, right, tight. F left. 382 Y stick Z.
Just go scatter to west, right, tight. F left.
Yeah.
372 Y stick Z spot.
Here we go. Scatter. Say it again.
Scatter to west, right, tight. F left. 372 Y stick Z spot.
Here we go. Scatter to
west, right, tight.
Scatter to west, right, tight. F left. 382.
372.
Y-stick
Z-spot.
Z-spot. I don't want
to break. What a moron.
Now, full disclosure. Ugh. So Johnson was playing that coming in. I couldn't do it either.
No. But isn't that why you study, Jonesy?
Yeah,
I guess
that's
you
hard.
Study.
I mean, that's
hard. That's for every play, because then I started to think, well, you know what? Jalen Hurts is a genius.
Yes.
He remembers all that for every play?
Well, wear the thing on your wrist.
Or something. I don't know. That was pretty amazing. All right, I'm here to help, Jonesy. That's what I do
here. Yes, you do.
So I have one more thing, and Jonesy pointed this out yesterday. Jonesy did not like the Eagles were going off the field at the half, and Nick Sirianni was mugging. He was openly mugging for the camera, like a smug, like a take that jerk kind of thing.
Yeah.
Jonesy hated it when he saw it. He said, they're going to use that in San Francisco.
Personally, I would. And I often tried to get coaches and other teams to do something stupid. I would try to engage with them in conversation.
Right.
I would try to bother them. The best ones never even acknowledge that you exist.
Ah, just let
they
it just, slide.
They're so right. professional. This is strange behavior.
You think this is a problem. So did Andrew Filippone, who is a talk show host in FAN in Pittsburgh, an Odyssey station. He was on a podcast called First and Pod. And listen how mad he got about Sirianni.
You know what really pissed me off? This is going to, like, you're going to be shocked by this. Sirianni, don't look at the camera like that, you damn goof. I want them now. Like, he's making this face like, you like that? Like one of those deals, like, try to stop this. You're playing the Giants, okay? Like, make that face after a quarter against the 49ers or the Chiefs. You want to impress me? Do it against them. Pick on somebody your own size kind of deal. You know what I mean? Don't glow after 15 minutes against the damn Giants, dude. Nick Saban wouldn't do that against damn Vanderbilt. Do you know what I mean? Like, that really annoyed me.
Anyway, a lot of swearing in these podcasts.
I think that's why some people do podcasts, is just so they can swear and act like they're cool.
So here, Eagles, in my efforts to help you for the big game on Sunday, Chris Sims is once again dissing our franchise quarterback, Jalen Hurts. And Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh, who didn't get a sniff of the playoffs this year, Andrew's unhappy with the mugging of Nick Sirianni. Boys, you're getting disrespected all over this country. Please respond with the proper behavior on Sunday.
What were Andrew's thoughts on Mike McCarthy shoving a cameraman? Did he have thoughts on those?
I've already asked you to book him.
We'll
get his thoughts. Yeah. And then we'll find out if he wants to swear on WIP.
No, he can't do that.
Can't do that, Al. Although
we could now, because it don't much matter.
No, it matters. Al, the last word of my time here, the last word of your time on this show
would
is going to
be
an F. What?
You.
No, it's...
Don't ruin your next 5 years,
Al. Is you the final word?
Yes.
What's the second to last word? No, don't tell me. Jason's out of line for the Dirty 30.
Hey, what do you say, Angelo?
Wow, you're up early today, Jason. You must be excited for the next game.
Angelo, if I could think of one word of how I'm feeling right now, it's overjoyed.
Wow. Well, we got two wins to go here, Jason. Save some of it for the end.
Yes, of course I am, Angelo. Right. And it's going to be pretty bad for San Francisco on Saturday. Pretty bad.
It's Sunday, Jason. Could I just ask you one question?
Pretty bad on Sunday.
All right, Jason, listen, I need to ask you a personal question, if you don't mind, because we go back a long way. We're very good friends. Do you think I'm a grumpy old man?
No, Angelo. No, not at all.
See that now? Mm-hmm.
You make my mornings.
I make his mornings.
Oh,
huh?
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign what's going to be happening in a month or so. Yeah. All right, anyway, Jason, do you have a good feeling about this?
I do, Angelo. I have a great feeling. We're going to take care of business on Sunday, and we're going to do the Super Bowl one more time.
All right. You know what would be really charming? If somehow you won our tickets and we're right there in the WIP seats. Name me a Chris who is better than Chris Sims.
I'm going to say Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Oh, well done.
All right, Chris
That's
Rock.
A slap.
Jason Jones. That's a slap in the head. Jonesy, anything you need to ask from
Jason?
Yeah,
give me one, Jay. Let's go, buddy.
Let's have it, Jason.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Give me one.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Love it, Jason. Be well. Call us back. We have his number. Here's the thing.
Yes.
Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually appearing at the Borgata.
He is. Yeah, by
in
demand.
The next couple of weeks. And it's his career is bigger because he took the shot.
Yeah.
Right? At the Oscars.
The way he handled it, too.
But on people, now when I've loved his work for 25 years.
Yes.
I've loved
me too.
Him. But he was on Saturday Night Live one time when he was a kid. Is he the guy that got slugged now? Is that his new thing?
It's part of it, but I think people think less of Will Smith because of it.
I'm just, you know what? Will Smith has a new movie about emancipation. I can't watch it.
Really?
I can't watch it.
What's it about?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm not watching.
It's a big word.
Because I don't like him now. And he's a Philadelphia guy, and I loved him.
They should go on that new thing where you just slap people, knock them out.
There's something for that?
Oh, yeah. There's this new
It's the greatest.
Like,
it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. How it's legal, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a sport now.
Have you seen this?
No.
You can slap
people
stand there,
until they
pass and
out.
You slap until they pass out. See who wins.
No way.
Yeah. I am not
trying to do that.
Oh, I have to see this show. Where is it at?
It's on
one of the UFC guys.
Yeah.
Is it Dana White? That's
I think it's White.
Yeah. And you can slap the guy you hate?
You slap.
It's called the slap league, isn't it?
And then they slap you back?
Yes. The slapped ass
league. Didn't Dana White slap his wife?
I think
he did. It was on video.
They may well be, but that's
We
don't need to promote that.
This is unbelievable. No,
show.
You thought, no.
Power slap.
No, I want to go on with Eskin.
This would be good, actually.
Come on, Al.
You're on to something.
What kind of...
And they change your name to the Smacked Ass Club.
Hold on. Did they spend a lot of money? Did they pay the people who were getting slapped? I'm looking for a new gig.
Damon Feldman promised them a lot, but they didn't get anything.
Shocking.
You know what? It does sound like something David Feldman would do. 215-592-9494. When we return, I got to remind you something big's happening at 10 today.
All right.
You be ready. WIP. All right, welcome back. It's 6:22. We have done research. Rhea, I have just booked as a guest on our next TV show podcast, Mr. Al Morganti.
Really?
He will make a guest appearance to discuss what's it called? Ava, what's the name of this show?
Power Slap
League. The Power Slap League.
Yeah.
It is on primetime in TNT.
TBS.
Yeah. Right, same thing.
Company.
And they put powder on the hand, and then you get a full-fledged free slap at the other person.
Yep.
Josie just showed me two women doing it. And one of the women got knocked out.
Immediately.
Oh, yeah.
First shot. Slip.
First of all, there's no way this can be illegal.
Well,
it's
the UFC is legal.
I don't understand.
I don't either. In the NFL, you go to the quiet room.
The Power Slap League. Al is a spokesman for the league.
Oh.
So we will book Rhea. We'll have Al on to describe
it. Oh, what time is that?
Tomorrow around 11:30.
All right.
Wow, he's available, too.
All right.
Can't
Shocking.
Believe it. We're getting the lifetime achievement.
That guy home now? Jay Black?
Yeah, Jay Black's home. You said you had lunch with his wife?
I had breakfast with his wife last week. He was on a cruise.
Yeah, what's that all about?
All right, wait a minute. He was on a cruise and you had breakfast. All right, we have a lot to talk about.
Legs and eggs.
That does
Interesting.
Not, Rhea, that doesn't sound great. But yeah, that's legs and eggs.
Legs and eggs.
All right, anyway, check that out. I'm going to check it out later today. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. Although totally sick.
Sick.
And I did want to acknowledge, Al last night received the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Philadelphia Sports Writers Association.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I heard Al, it was a great night.
Conklin was really good.
Conklin was good. You really enjoyed the MC.
I stole his glasses.
I got a question.
Stole Conklin.
How many guys get a Lifetime Award and have a 5-year contract?
And they're already 70. That's unbelievable.
You're the best, Al.
Al was
Congrats,
excellent
man.
Last night.
Hello, everybody. I didn't go like that.
The awards just keep piling in.
Yeah, right. Amazing.
Ava Graham.
Yes.
Do you have our first of two questions of the day?
I do. It is brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. It's Chevy Equinox month. January means huge savings on every Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. How much are you willing to pay to see the Niners-Eagles championship game at the Link on Sunday? $200 to $500. $501 to $1,000. More than $1,000, I prefer TV.
I prefer TV. Jonesy?
I prefer TV.
Al Morganti?
$500.
Well, it's either $200 to $500.
$200 to $500.
Rhea? $200 to $500.
All right, Ava? Just for superstition's sake, I prefer on TV.
TV. Okay, because you've been reading on TV. Why would you change that?
I don't want to mess out anything up.
That sounds perfect. All right. Let us... Oh, what I want to mention this other thing. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
At 10 o'clock today, whatever tickets are available for the Eagles game on Sunday will be put on sale at Ticketmaster.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to... It's NFC Championship game. I'm going to warn you right now. This may be the last time you get a shot at seeing the Eagles in an NFC championship game.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because the NFL is strongly looking into making this a neutral site contest.
That's insane.
It's coming.
I don't like it, but that's what they're looking at. I guess, Rhea, they could sell more, whatever makes more money for them. You know that. But here's what you need to know. Do not get these tickets unless you plan to be more vocal than you've ever been at a sports event before, because this is made for you. Do you understand? It's made for you. And Brandon Graham on his show last night pointed out the importance of that atmosphere. Listen.
They coming to our house. We got to make sure that we bring the energy, which I know we will as the fans. And on top of that, we got to make sure up front we got to hit Purdy. We got to stop their run, Christian McCaffrey. We got a task that we got to make sure we take care of, and I'm ready for it, man. I wouldn't have it no other way.
Now, here's the thing. Brock Purdy is a rookie.
Yes.
He has done virtually nothing on the road since he was installed as their quarterback in San Francisco.
Yep.
He played at Iowa State. He has no idea the type of atmosphere he will face when he comes here. Make it bigger and better than you ever have before, because that is a huge Eagles advantage.
It
huge.
It is.
And you got to use it. You got to go, I mean, you know, within the parameters of the law, you got to verbally take him out of his game. Make it impossible for him to call the play. Make so much noise, he's going, what is this? I did not see anything like this in my life before. Make it that tough for him. That's your advantage. Hurts is not going to have a problem. This kid's going to have a big problem if you give him one. So give him one. Thank you.
Yeah. And in college, he wasn't even good on the road, right? He was great at home. His road record was very subpar.
Not a good road
guy. So he's not good with the crowd.
He is not good with the crowd. And once again, I think I'm demonstrating here, Rhea, that I'm here to help today.
Mm-hmm.
Get those tickets and scream your lungs out. Until by the time you're in the car with a win and a trip to the Super Bowl behind you, you will be unable to speak for 3 days. If you have a voice when you're leaving, not you,
yeah.
If you have a voice when you're leaving, you have not done sufficient screaming Sunday at 3 o'clock. Thank you. I'm here to help. Mike is out from Glassboro. Hi, Mike.
What's up, Vince? How you doing?
Mike, if you win these tickets, are you going to scream?
Well, I mean, I'll root against the Eagles. So I'm not going to root for them. I'll be screaming at them.
Wait a minute. No. Mike, what's your deal? What's going on? Why against them? What's wrong?
I don't like the Eagles. I just wanted to call in and let you know that you'll be having your last show on Monday.
Okay. No, it's actually be Friday. But Mike, why you live in Glassboro? That's a fine town in New Jersey. Why exactly do you not like the Eagles?
I'm from 10th Street. I just never liked the Eagles, and I think the Niners are going to whoop their butt at home. So,
all right, but Mike, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of thought that went into it. I would like to know a reason. Like, what made you dislike them?
Just growing up, my dad just was never an Eagles fan, and I just never really cared about the Eagles. I like all the other teams, but never an Eagles guy. So.
All right, hold on. You like all the other teams? Like,
yeah,
diehard
Flyers fan, diehard Sixers fan. I went to all the Sixers playoff games last year, you know.
Mike, this is amazing. Do you know, I have never really encountered somebody that was a fan of all the teams and hated one of them. And it's not like you love one of the other teams, right? You just root against the Eagles whenever they're playing.
Oh, big time root against the Eagles. I was rooting for the Giants big time last week. All my friends were giving me a flack about it, but,
right,
you know.
So you take a lot of heat because you have a lot of friends who are Eagles fans.
Oh, yeah. All my friends are Eagles fans, and I tell them every week that the Eagles are going to lose. I mean, I've been wrong a lot this year, but I think I'll be right this week.
So. Yeah, to be exactly right, you've been wrong 15 out of 18.
I think he's trying to motivate the Eagles.
All right, so,
right
Mike,
now.
This is fascinating. So, Mike, is it hard? Was it hard 5 years ago when they won the Super Bowl? What was that like?
Well, considering the fact that I'm a big Tom Brady guy, I went to Tampa to see him this year. So, yeah, it was definitely tough pill to swallow. But, I mean, Brady beat them once or even. It wasn't that big of a deal.
All right. Well, Mike, you know what? I appreciate that you called. I love whenever I get something I've never had before. I hope you have to face a lot more abuse in the next few weeks, Mike. But it didn't even sound like you were that sad that if they lose, I'm leaving. Does that bother you at all?
Well, upsetting, but it's just the truth. I got to face it, so okay. Might as well swallow the pill now.
All right, Mike, I would give you tickets for a chance at the tickets, but no, thank you. I won't
Correct.
Do that, but
That's
I will.
So odd.
Since Tom Brady's name came up,
yeah,
he's 45 now.
I know.
You want to talk about grumpy old man?
Oh, he's one of them.
So he's on with Jim Gray.
Yeah,
I'm not even sure.
Right?
Oh, it's Jim Gray's show. All right, yeah. So Jim Gray's there, and Jim Gray's asking him the question every fan would like answered, and that is, what is Brady doing next?
Yeah,
he's a free agent. He can sign with anybody he wants. He's still playing at a fairly high level. I don't think he's as good as he was at his prime, but he's still pretty good.
Yep.
And he asked him the question, and Brady, as usual, is a jerk. Listen.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You've said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
Again, I sense podcast. You're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy. That everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
No, he doesn't. No. You did not. Josie, is that? He does not appreciate
They've been together a long time.
That
Let's Go podcast. That's
yeah.
What
I know it, but that is not a good answer.
It's pretty funny,
jerk.
Actually, but he doesn't have
He's
to swear.
Not,
Everyone
no,
swears now.
I know.
Me. He is not attempting to be funny.
No, he's not.
He's attempting to be himself,
yeah.
Which is a jerk. I have something I would like to say now. Giselle, you won. Thank God you're not with that jerk anymore. You're too beautiful for him and too smart and too rich. You can do better. How's that, Josie?
She appreciates your support.
You know what? And, you know, if she wants to talk personally with us, I'll make some time. Scott's up next from Barrington. Hi, Scotty.
Hello, Angela. Morning, crew. What's good with you?
Did you hear that guy from Glassboro, Scott? He actually hates all the Eagles so much, he roots for every team against them.
I thought everybody in Chibur was smart, but I guess there's one bad apple in the bunch, and that was him. It's unbelievable, but you have people out there like that. But, Brother Angela, morning, crew.
Yep.
Real quick, I was at WWE last night, and they were chanting E-A-G-L-E-S. It was crazy. We had, like, big main event people there, and they were chanting Eagle chants. I was loving every minute of it.
Scott,
every minute
stop,
of it last
stop,
night.
Stop. Scott, I saw a video of this.
Yes.
Howie Roseman was there.
Was
he?
Yes.
All right, what kind of reaction did Howie get? He hasn't been in public all year. What kind of reaction did the wrestling fans give him?
You swore Elvis is in the building. One of my Facebook friends, Joey, told me, and then when I saw they announced him right after Joey told me on Facebook, I swore Elvis is in the building. It's just like, it was loud. It was very, very, very loud. It was amazing.
How great is that? Howie Roseman, Rhea, is a huge hero in Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, did you see the team he put together?
But I'm trying
Absolutely,
to...
Absolutely, Rhea.
Look, I understand he's not in the day-to-day planning of the game, but he went to the wrestling show last
Hassan
night.
Hassan Reddick, AJ what? Brown. I mean,
they were there.
No, I'm just saying that's why he's... The team he put together.
No, I want to know why he was at a wrestling
event. He's
probably
a fan, I would assume.
Yeah?
Amazing.
That's surprising.
Amazing,
to me.
Yeah.
Wow, Scott, that is so cool that Howie Roseman was out in public in the stands, no less. I saw a picture. He was in the stands.
But I got you, bro.
Oh, man.
He definitely got us.
All right, what do you think, Scott? What do you think for Sunday? We got this?
Yes, sir. They're in trouble. They're in trouble. You're coming here to Philadelphia. Like I said, the quarterback's never faced nothing like this before. We got this. No disrespect to Kittle, but we got our own. Dallas Goedert. People forgetting about Dallas Goedert. And please, please, I don't want please lose the toss so we can get the ball and go. You saw what happened last week.
I love a lost toss. If there's one thing I enjoy, Al, I was rooting for them. The only thing the Eagles lost Saturday night was the toss.
Yeah.
And that's how they won the game. 7-0 7-0 before Daniel Jones got a sniff. He's already going, wow, I got a hill to climb. Pretty soon it was a mountain. All right, Scott, if you win these tickets, do you plan to make a ruckus toward Brock Purdy on Sunday?
Absolute.
All right, Scott. Scott, give me a Chris who's Chris better Tucker. Than Chris Sims.
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker. The guy, he was on, what was those
Rush
shows
Hour?
He was on? He did, oh, he's.
In the movie, The Rush Hour.
Jackie
isn't he?
Chan?
Yeah, I think
is
so.
Is he with Jackie Chan, Scott?
Yes.
All right, Chris Tucker. Odd choice. One thing about Chris is out. There's a lot of bad ones. But they're all better than Chris Sims.
Well, I really think there's certain times you should be, like, let go or at least reprimanded by whoever's running the show. I mean.
No, he's running amok right now.
It's irresponsible.
He's running amok.
I mean, it makes the whole thing look ridiculous.
And his father, you think his father's talking to him at all?
Well, he probably doesn't listen.
Really?
His dad's on CBS. He doesn't care.
Al, it almost seems like it's personal at this point.
That's it does.
It really does.
215-592-9490. If we come back, I don't want to do this because it doesn't play into the theme of the week, which is us against them. But Vegas loves the Eagles now. And Vegas thinks we're having a parade
here. Yeah, they do.
And Jonesy will analyze the latest numbers when we return. 215-592-9494 WIP Sports Time 637. All right, 6:42. I just got word out. We're going to check in up in New York later in this segment with Chris and his twin brother, Mike.
Oh, another Chris.
Right, Chris. You're not supposed to give that hint away. Chris and Mike, they're unhappy up in New York, Al, about what happened. Even though some people are still saying nice things about Daniel Jones, it is not because of what happened here Saturday night. That was awful. All right, so I got that. Jonesy, I need your help here because you are, I think we all agree, a degenerate gambler who has really enjoyed sports betting, and quite frankly, you are good at it. Is that all safe to say?
Yes.
All right, so anyway, I'm looking at these numbers, and I just want to decree this. Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen, Las Vegas thinks that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to have a championship here and hold a parade in a couple of weeks. They believe it because the Eagles right now, I go by BetMGM, but they're all pretty much lined up.
Yep, they are.
BetMGM is saying right now the Eagles are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Mm. Wah! Now, I'm going to give you the numbers, Josie. I need you to analyze.
Yeah.
All right, so the Eagles are favored at plus 250.
Yep.
So I can bet $100. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I get 250.
Yeah,
right?
You win 250, so you get 350 back.
All right, but I'm printing on the 100. All right, so the next in line, not far behind, are the two AFC teams, both at plus 270, Bengals and Chiefs. And then the Niners are at plus 300. So you get 50 extra bucks if they would have taken the distance.
Yep.
Jonesy, here's what the Eagles are only 2.5-point favorites here where you normally get 3 for home field. How can the odds makers say that it appears the Niners are a touch better than the Eagles, but we think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl? How does that happen?
Yeah, it's home field is the reason. And if you watched what the Eagles did the week before against the Giants, then people are starting to think that the Eagles are a much superior team. But the San Francisco 49ers have an incredibly good team that a lot of people bet to win the Super Bowl.
Ah.
But they have a quarterback that's never done it before. So the Eagles are going to be favored, but very slightly. It's all right. It's basically flipping a coin in the air.
Now, here's the thing. And now you and I here. This man, Jonesy, at the end of the show, he has asked me to do this. Not until the very end of the show, he has asked for a minute.
Uh-oh.
At the end, Al. He doesn't need more than 1 minute.
Oh, boy.
That's for sure.
For most activities. But he is, he has asked for the final minute of the show to predict the game and then to do something that he is calling dramatic.
Uh-oh.
I do not know what it is. He has not brought me in on it, but he, Al, would like to end this particular show in a dramatic fashion.
Oh.
Now, you were there, Al, when he predicted that
Hayes got
guy?
A goal.
Hayes
and he got a hat
goal,
trick.
And he got a hat trick.
Yep.
Then he nailed his prediction on the Eagles and Giants.
Yep.
I mean, he nailed it. It was like a 53-yard field goal right down the middle.
Brilliant.
He nailed it.
Brilliant.
And so right now he's on a run, but he has been indicating so far grave concerns about Sunday.
Right.
Is that accurate, Jonesy?
Well, the one thing, if the Eagles are us against the world and they're favored to win the Super Bowl, it doesn't kind of fit that mold, does it?
No, they're trying to make it that.
Yeah,
but
I know they are, but they are the team that's favored to win, so that doesn't fit the MO.
Let me just say, 5 years ago it fit perfect.
It did, 100% it fit.
5 years ago you had a backup quarterback, and you did not have the best team. The Patriots were the best team.
And, and the Minnesota Vikings, I believe, were favored by 5 in the NFC Championship
game. There you
game.
Go. Yeah. So, I mean, this year, they're trying to create it because it doesn't really exist.
That's okay. Create a way. Whatever works.
Yeah, whatever
for sure.
We don't care how you do it. Just do it. But I'm telling you, Jonesy, this is fascinating that the Eagles, I can't give you one example. In all the years we've been here where the Eagles were favored to win the Super Bowl. I think this is the first time going in, and that does make me somewhat
concerned.
It
makes you a little nervous, right?
Now, you have, am I right? I am quoting you correctly. You would like the final minute of the show?
25 seconds.
No, you said.
I'm a minimalist.
I know you're a minimalist, but you are going to make a prediction, and then you will end with something dramatic. Is that accurate?
Well, the prediction might be dramatic in itself.
No, you told me there was something else coming that was going to be even more dramatic.
I forgot it already.
Why do I work with these people?
Not for long.
Let's go to Keith in Germantown. Hi, Keith. Keith, are you there? Keith is not there. That's okay. I always have a backup Keith. Keith from the Northeast is on the line. Hi, Keith.
Yo, Angelo. I'm morning team. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. What do you want to say today, Keith?
Oh, man, I'm hyped, man. It's only Tuesday. It's going to be a long week to get to Sunday, get through this work week. But
You won't. Like, when you're at work, Keith, will you be paying a lot of attention at work, or you will be thinking about the game?
No, it's bare minimum work week this week, Angelo.
See, this is the reason that Al is in this line of work.
What is that?
Because, Al all week will be thinking about that game, but that's it's his job, so
King,
it's perfect
I'm
for
I'm thinking
you.
About the Kings tonight.
You're the one.
Yeah, I knew there was one out here somewhere. So, Keith, what do you think? Are you confident? What do you feel?
Yeah, I'm feeling a tight game, one-score game. Eagles pulled out in the end. Cause like what everyone's saying, it's a seventh-round rookie that has to come here in this environment. Like,
that's the thing.
He's a game manager. He's a game manager. They got, they got a good left tackle, great running game. You know, Dallas did keep McCaffrey in check, but, you really got to worry about him still.
All right, hold on. I want to explore game manager because I keep hearing that about this kid. And here's what I know about game management for quarterbacks. You're only managing it until somebody's in right in your face. Mm-hmm. And he has not had people in his face because he has not faced anything close to the pass rush he will see on Sunday. Never seen anything like it. So this game management, they make it sound like you could put anybody in there and throw swing passes to Christian McCaffrey. There's more to it than that. He has to read a defense and figure out what to call if it's an audible. How is he going to do all that if the crowd is so damn loud?
That is critical.
They can't
that is
hear
really
him.
Critical.
You understand, Kate? This is where you could take him totally out of his game and put him in an element he's never seen before if you just do your job as fans on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
And, Keith,
you get happy feet back there.
All right, Keith. Give me a Chris better than Chris Sims.
What about Chris Kringle?
Chris Kringle, he went Santa Claus out.
Oh.
Interesting choice. You seem confused.
Chris Kringle.
He didn't know they were
it's
related.
It's a K, Chris, but all Chris derivatives are okay. So it's good. Kringle.
You don't know that Santa's real name is Kris Kringle?
He was confused by Kris Kringle.
I don't believe in him.
Al, right, you know it's only 6:50. Shut up.
Al, I'm going to tell you something right now. Say that again.
What?
They're taking back that Lifetime Achievement Award.
5 more years of this.
5 more years of Lifetime Achievement. And Jonesy, if you have just received the Lifetime Achievement Award and then you have 5 more years, shouldn't they have waited to see if you're still worthy of it?
They've heard his work.
Let's go to, I got a Chris on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I just don't like the disrespect that the Eagles been getting. Like, we were the best team all year long. We've been killing teams all year long. Jalen Hurts is 15-1. And, I mean, we are favored to win a Super Bowl, but like Brandon Graham said, we were number 5 in the power rankings. And that was just so disrespectful. That was just disrespectful. Like, we just get no respect. And people had actually picked the Giants last week. Mm-hmm. We just don't get no respect. And this kid, rookie, coming into this environment, no way. Once we get the lead, then we're going to see how he really plays.
Right,
then we're going to see once we take the lead. So I'm ready.
I've been analyzing this question, Al. I figured something out about this us against
about time.
I really do. Yeah. All right. Yeah. You know, in this day and age, with Twitter and Instagram and all the social media, if you want to find dissenters, you will always be able to. There was a time, Chris, where you didn't have access to everybody's opinion, and you just had to go with what they have. And if everybody said you were great, you couldn't set up this dynamic.
The most innocuous things on Twitter. You could say the sky looks beautiful blue today. And you will get people who you will argue it.
No, Chris, this is really perfect for setting up the scenario the Eagles are trying to do. Like, Chris, yesterday, Brandon Graham called me a grumpy old man. All right? Do you see me that way?
Yes.
It's an example, ladies and gentlemen, of asking one question too many.
Yeah, you should embrace it.
I used to be grumpier than this.
Yeah, you've been pretty nice this
year. Have I not been sweet this year?
Better.
Well,
Chris, give me a Chris better than Chris Sam.
Our Superman, Christopher Reeve. Rest in peace.
Christopher Reeve.
That's a good one.
He went Superman. Yeah, he did. Interesting. Mike's up next from Douglasville. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, hold on, Mike. I just got a call in from New York. I got to go to this right now. Christopher Russo's out of line now. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, Marley Angelo, that's such a great morning after all of every poor showing by the Giants.
All right, but it was pretty predictable. We told you last week you had no shot, Chris.
Oh, yeah, you're a regular Nostradamus, aren't you, Angelo?
No, it's Nostradamus. All right, the Giants were frauds, Chris, and now you know it, don't you?
Frauds? What about you, Angelo? How long have you been threatening to retire? It was supposed to be the end of the year. That was the end of the football season. Why don't you just hang around till the Flyers win the Stanley Cup? You'll never leave. Right, you'll die out of here.
All right, hold on, Jonesy. Should I wait that long?
No.
I'll be dead first.
Please don't. Forever.
All right. Chris, I'm going till the end of this football season, and it looks like I'm going out on top.
Yeah, don't like it. Don't act like you have anything to do with winning, Angelo. Every coach, every manager, every general manager, you hated them, and they hated you. You try to run them out of town. You ain't going to be missed by anybody.
Hey, at least I know when to get out, Chris. How long are you going to go with your tired act? You're a pathetic loser.
Ooh, you're calling me a loser. At least I'm in the biggest market in the country, Angelo. That's why they call it the Big Apple. You're down there in Philly and I'm a peon.
Is your brother there?
By the way, and my brother Fat Mikey's here. He thinks you're a creep, too. Let me put him on. Go ahead, Mikey. Angelo, it's Fat Mike. You're a real creep, you know that?
All right, that's enough. Give me Chris again. I had enough of both you and your brother.
I'm back, Angelo.
Yeah. What do you want to say now, Chris? I had enough of you.
Why don't you put another one of your sycophants on the air? How about Steven Singer? Put that guy on. We haven't heard how great you are in about 10 minutes. What about Pete? Pete Chicken Pete's. Don't worry. You won't be able to plug him anymore. You're going to have to pay for your own crab fries, Angelo. Fuck it, you cheap loser.
What the hell?
The only losers bigger than you are the nut jobs you put on the air. Who do you want to hear from? Butch from Minionk? Kenny the kidney guy? What are you going to do for him next? Get him a lung?
What the hell?
I got to run here. I see you got Will of God coming up. I got my radio interpreter trying to figure out what the hell he's saying.
All right, that's it, Chris.
What do you
You're out.
Him a brain,
You're
you
out of line, Chris. You're out of line.
You're out of line.
That's that.
He could get him along.
That was an attack.
Get him along.
Kenny's not going to be happy when he finds out we're trying to get him along.
Along, kidney guy.
See Joe Conklin's comedy show at St. Anastasia Church on Westchester Pike in Newtown Square, February 11th. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. We come back. Our guy, Ross Tucker. WIP Sports Time is 6:55. This is awkward.